I think people heard that on the radio. I was saying goodbye to Rush. And I'll say thank you to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:01. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. These headphones don't work. It's garbage, pure garbage show. I don't know why we do it. I don't know why we continue to raise your money. Raise your money. Great start, David. Let's see. Just do that. Just do that. Just do that. This is a good radio, right? Good. Hey, everybody. Mascot Wedding Show is starting in a little bit. But first, from the new John Spencer Blues Explosion album, Black... Wait, hold on. Meat and Bone. This is Black Mold. Awesome start. Mascot Wedding Show, starting now. Injection in me. Now we're ready to do this. The time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. The phone number is 472-5667 472-KOOP. That applies to everybody. Yeah. Or hit us up on Twitter. We're at Mascot Wedding. You writes it, I reads it. The opinions expressed on the Mascot Wedding Show are only those of me or whoever says the thing that they say and nobody else. Not of Co-op, not of Purina, the sponsor of the show. We're very happy to have Purina on board. Not Six Flags. We have Mr. Six coming later in the show. He's going to teach us some hot new dance moves for the winter. And, yeah, none of them. Not anybody. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have something to say, sir?
I was just wondering, is that the same guy from the directed Human Centipede?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Six?
Yes, Mr. Six is the guy who directed Human Centipede.
And he owns Six Flags.
Yes, he does.
He's a good guy.
He is. Ladies and gentlemen, my special guest jumped the gun. That's fine, because as you realize now, as you're piecing it together, you dullards, Mac Blake is on assignment. He is not here today, but jumping in his place... You know him as a fixture at Cold Town Theater. He is a member. Shut up. He is a member of The Hustle Show. He is a member of, let's see, what is it? Precious Dads.
Yep.
And they're doing a run of shows every Saturday this month, including one tonight at 8:30 at Cold Town Theater. You know him from other stuff around town, I'm sure. If you have bushes, you've probably seen him in them. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the show, Trey Fuentes.
They don't see me in those bushes.
You're not a...
I'm a good hider.
You're like James Elroy, just lurking in bushes everywhere.
Bob Dylan, wanted to run on people's lawns.
What?
Breaking their iPods. Right? He does that.
No, you're thinking of... what's his name?
Yeah.
The hell's the guy's name who chopped up the... Who, like, got mad at Bob Dylan? Pete Seeger.
Oh, Pete Seeger.
Yeah, you're like the Pete Seeger of radio. You're like, no iPods, radio only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly
big,
what you
big
are.
Big record players in people's cars, that'd be good.
Uh-huh. You're also under the thumb of big record players?
Yeah. Do you have a record player?
I don't. I've been...
I got a Magnavox. It is so great. I don't know, just saying.
I'm sorry, hold on, a Magnavox?
Yeah, Magnavox.
all kidding aside, and I'm assuming that's what that was, I have... debated whether or not to get a record player, but I've decided not to because that would just be another thing for me to collect is records, and I can't start another collection of things.
Yeah, I used to be very like, I have to own everything. Oh, there's a box set, I'll get the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I gave all my stuff away when I moved to Austin.
Yeah, and that's happened to me a couple of times. Like, I don't know why I continue to let history repeat itself where... I'll get a job that's steady, and I'll be like, I want to buy everything, and I'll buy DVDs and stuff like that and pursue hobbies and just dumb waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll get fired or lose my job or hit some other hardship and just lose it all, just, you know, liquidate. That's
where I am right now.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Well, look at me, Jack.
Do you own a Friday the 13th box set?
I don't.
Do you want one?
I suppose I could.
$5.
Sold.
Excellent. Well, goodbye.
Trey Fuentes, everybody. He just came to sell me a box set. I won't tell him how much he could have gotten for it, but I guess $5.
What was that?
Hey, I have that $5 for you.
Thanks very much. I got it out of my truck where I live.
Now, Trey Fuentes, you do live in your truck, so what's that like?
It's cozy, womb-like.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got a lot of blankets.
Womb-like?
Yeah, it's very small in the truck. It's nice in my truck.
I was trying to think of something that would be funny, but also not make fun of your mom. And I was like, it's okay. Not even worth it at this day and age. Oh, boy. Trey Fuentes, how are you today?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I'm really hungover.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have a fun little time last night?
I did. I went to a place and drank a lot.
You can say the place.
I went to Mugshots and drank a lot.
Just as long as you say that is not an endorsement of this place.
No. It's a horrible place.
Well, you can't say that either.
Oh, it's a place I went.
You have to be straight down the middle on anything you say in this show.
Okay. I ate cilantro.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Digested it. Used it for energy while I slept. Nightmares.
There's no guarantee you used it for energy.
What do you mean? You eat food and it burns energy everywhere.
What?
That's what happens when you eat food, right?
Oh, man, I've been doing it wrong.
What do you do with food?
Just store it. Store it away in the shelves.
Yeah. I do that when I get a job. I just buy food all the time.
Yeah.
God.
Well, you're also a survivalist.
I'm a doomsday prepper.
Yes, exactly. How do you feel about the Mayan calendar passing and nothing happening?
It's, you know, when anything passes, it's sad. We've buried the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
My family actually buried one, a big stone.
Uh-huh. Wow. That seems really not smart.
It wasn't fun.
Financially.
Yeah. You know, to get it carved and then just bury it in the backyard.
Yeah. You could have just kept it as like a cool memorial of like the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, I didn't want to. It's just, you know, bad memories when the world didn't end.
Yeah.
I watched all those documentaries.
Was there a part of you that was a little bummed out that the world didn't end?
I didn't want it to end, but just like a meteor just hit like Spain. Just it knocked out one thing. It was like, they were close.
Yeah. Because, I mean, people died that day.
Yeah.
And so, in a way, the world ended for them.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mayan calendar wasn't wrong. Like, there's got to be certain families in this world that's like, oh, no, it's very real. Like, mm-hmm. Uncle Pepe died. Uncle Pepe. I don't know.
I'm talking about Spain.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Pepe.
Yeah, that's right. He got hit by that.
He got hit by that rock from Jupiter.
Yeah, that cold rice and fish dish. Yeah. Somebody slung it at him.
Ugh.
Oh, boy. Ask me how I am.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Anyway, we've got a great show lined up. Oh, man. Thank you so much for doing the show, by the way.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's. I get giddy whenever we do shows together.
Yeah.
And so now that Mac's not here, it's like I'm having a fun little...
it's like a secret.
I'm having like a Home Alone moment where I'm just running around eating ice cream and watching dirty movies.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Mint chocolate road.
Oh, okay.
I combine it.
You just smash it together?
Yeah.
Like a mashup of ice cream.
Yeah, half a bowl of mint chocolate chip, half a bowl of Rocky Road.
Nice.
And then I also play John Denver songs.
Mm-hmm.
like mint chocolate road. Home Alone doesn't really talk about like the more R-rated aspects of what kids would do when they were home alone. I don't know if that was by choice or if that was...
It's Home Alone. I really liked that movie. And I'm not I'm finding out that I'm not a guy who like is nostalgic a lot. For like certain things, like so many people I know still like use, we'll talk about Home Alone and use it as like a touchstone.
Oh, they revere it. Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's dumb fun.
It's one of those.
Fun?
Yes, very fun. But like all those things I liked when I was a kid, it's like I get mad at things like, how dare you trick me? Jurassic Park, you terrible movie.
What?
I hate that. It's so
now
boring.
Now you're being silly. You're being a silly man. No, it's a delight and it is a marvel. Like I can still watch that to this day. Like, because I went to see, no bragging, but I went to see Life of Pi in theaters.
In the theater.
Uh-huh.
The devil, you say.
In theater. And there was a trailer for Jurassic Park in 3D coming this summer. And it still looks great. Like, and it boggles my mind to see something that was made 20 years ago still hold up when I've seen movies from the past 2 years that look like garbage. Mm. And it's amazing to me.
Yeah.
So give Jurassic Park credit right now.
Nope. You know what it is? It's like, as a kid, I didn't like dumb humor. Like, I didn't like, I don't mean dumb humor. I mean like jokey jokes, like snot.
Oh, like womp womp.
Yeah, like, so I, like, when I think of Jurassic Park, I think of when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Go out of my VCR, I say.
Regular Gene Shalit sitting in today. All right. Wow. Okay, so what other things? Let's put you on the spot.
Oh, here. I've been thinking of them, and I can't think of any right now. I'm trying to think of
some. So, like, things that the world loves, mm-hmm, that you're just like, nope, not for me. So, Home Alone and Jurassic Park.
Home Alone and Jurassic Park. The Ninja Turtles movies.
Oh, those are junk.
Yeah.
I never got it, and it's... It's weird how, like, that's become currency again, like, for my age group. Where, yeah, like, I'm hearing a lot of people talk about the Ninja Turtles more and more these days.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like a dirty secret that I can't keep up. Like, I'll give you an example. I was watching the show Baggage the other day.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And, of course, like I always do. And there was a guy on there, and one of his levels of baggage was, I rate my dates on a Ninja Turtles scale. And he was like, well, yeah, because this guy's the smart one. And so if she's smart, she's more like this.
Yeah.
And if she's like this, she's the party gal. And I was like, this is a thing that someone has put thought into and uses. And that blows my mind because the turtles were stupid.
They were stupid.
They were stupid.
They're stupid idiots.
No, I'm saying the show
even
was stupid.
Even though one invented the van.
Well, he didn't invent the van. He just,
what is that?
He bought it.
He bought that van?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so. It was green.
He had to go. He took like two summer jobs.
Pretty sure he invented the van.
You didn't see that prequel when he was a lifeguard for a summer?
Is that what that was?
Stowing away money in a shell?
That's his home.
Yeah, he stowed it in his home. Where do you stow your money?
My truck shell.
So you're like America's human turtle.
Yes, I'm well, yes.
And you also
Middle
like,
America.
You also like pizza and partying.
I love pizza and partying. Say.
Hey. That makes you a Michelangelo?
I'm like that retarded cousin.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. Didn't they have a cousin who was all messed up, like Google Eyes or something?
What are you talking about?
Like on the cartoon, there was a bunch of weird like offshoots of the turtles, like that like also got oozed.
Okay,
and I think they had like a friend who
I
was
think
like,
I understand why you didn't like it. I think you were buying the Dollar General version.
What do you...
Like
it was all Asylum Pictures. Uh-huh. Asylum Junior.
Yeah, it was Team Judo Reptiles is what you're watching.
Yeah, it's weird when turtles don't have shells. Like apparently when the ooze hits them, the shells go away.
No, that's you think of something else.
What's that? It had Corey Haim did one of the voices.
Nope, that is Team Judo Reptiles.
Got me again. Yes. Dollar General.
Dollar General, the best. The best. It was, man, when you were poor. Oh, General was...
I actually stopped there on the way here.
Is that so?
Yeah, I stopped there. Like, it was a brand new one.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stole a bunch of stuff.
Can't do that, man. It's just a dollar.
Yes, you can. You can do... You run real fast. run to your truck, which you left on.
Yeah.
Like I do.
Uh-huh.
That's why I never turned my truck off.
That was Jack Foley's problem, out of sight. Turned his car off. Watched Out of Sight the other day.
What's Out of Sight?
What?
I also haven't seen a lot of movies.
With the, that's why you hate them?
I can't get my hands on them.
Been standing outside the Red Box for Jurassic Park. Out of Sight is a George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez vehicle directed by Steven Soderbergh.
Great.
You like it when I call movies vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this picture starts off with George Clooney.
Man, when David lent me King of Comedy.
I sure did, yes.
And... My friend at the apartment I stay at, I don't really live in my truck, gang.
You could have just held that curtain in place.
No, I don't care.
All right.
It's like he has a 3D TV.
Oh.
And it looks like that first shot where it's like watching the show within the movie.
Yeah.
It looked like such like horrible. I was like, I don't know if I can watch it on this TV. I've got to go get a pawn TV.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I've got to downgrade my TV to watch this older movie.
And then it guys, fixed itself right up. It's a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's so great. You wouldn't even notice if it was visually stunted in one way or another.
I wore the glasses the whole time.
Really? You didn't?
The 3D glasses.
It wasn't shot in 3D.
It's fun though.
Well, if
You don't feel like you're from space.
It feels like you're out. Feels like you're out on the town.
Yeah.
Man, speaking of, going back to Life of Pi.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to see that the other day with my girlfriend Maria Menounos, and and we went to, and this is not an endorsement,
mm-hmm.
but my favorite theaters in this town are Alamo Drafthouse.
Oh, okay.
Because they have a very strict and staunch no talking policy, mm-hmm. which Mac and I have talked about this on the show before. He believes that people don't need that anymore because it's 2013. I say, nay, people need that more than ever.
I saw a movie there, and granted, it was a garbage movie, uh-huh. but people wouldn't stop talking, and they were sitting right next to me, and it ruined the movie.
Well, here's the thing, though. I didn't go to a Draft House theater. I went to another theater because it was in, like, 3D or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was full of kids, and these kids would not shut up the entire movie, like, to the point where I was getting mad at children for being enthralled.
Children.
Yeah, exactly, for being children. But, like, there's moments in the movie where, like, a boat is sinking, and it's beautiful in its own little 3D way,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of a quiet moment when you're watching the boat sink to the bottom, and it's all quiet in the theater, and this one kid just goes, "It's the Titanic!" Like, loud enough for Rose, plural, to hear him. And I was like,
God. I thought you meant Rose from Titanic.
Yes. That's a great saying. Man, it made so much noise. Rose could hear it. Oh, great. We got a tweet from At The Hustle Show. Says, WTF are you talking about? So, thanks.
Oh.
We're just trying to do a show here. That's fine.
We're just talking movies.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, like, that was the second time in as many days that a child irked me with its childlike nature. Because the day before,
you famously hate children.
I am. I'm like the modern W.C. Fields.
Do you kick dogs when you see them? Smash women.
A big red bulb. I smash women. What's wrong with you? I went to a restaurant the day before. And I was waiting for a table to open up, and it was a long wait. And there was this family next to me, and this kid who couldn't have been more than 10,
mm-hmm.
10 years old, was like playing on an iPad.
I can't wait to judge you. I don't know where this story's going.
It's going nowhere. But it struck me as like, so he's playing on this iPad. His mom was like, I forget his name. Let's say it was Connor. He was like, Connor, let me see your iPad. First of all, your iPad.
Yeah.
Like, he is 10 years old, and he owns an iPad. I don't even own an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Forget that kid.
Bad parents.
Maybe he got really,
really
good
your
grades.
Parents, they haven't got you an iPad.
Yeah, they're the worst parents.
Yes.
Thank you. I think they're listening. But
parents.
But she was like, Connor, let me see your iPad. I want to get on your Instagram. And he goes, yeah, he has Instagram too, which, whatever. But he was like, no, I'm not putting the password in for you. And she was like, well, then we'll just put it in anyway. I want to see your Instagram. I was like, no, get your own. Like, he was back-sassing his mom. And I wanted to parent for her.
Oh, yeah.
Because, okay, so you're judging me.
Oh, no, you're I'm in your favor.
Thank you. You should be.
I am imagining just knocking the iPad out, like, and cracking the screen.
I thought about it. I thought about that.
Oops, or just bumping in, like, a little, like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
My scenario was yanking it out of the kid's hand, handing it to the parent, and saying something to the parent along the lines of, like, you need to be better at this. Like, just really stepping in like it's my place. But, man, like, when I was younger, we had a rule. Like, you rehearse at home for going out. And you didn't get, like, punished once you were out. If you acted up, you got punished when you got home.
Oh, yeah.
But the system was in place so that you never acted up outside of the home. And I just watched this family, and I was like, man, what is going on here? This is not how kids are supposed to be.
Yeah. What, I don't care if they hear this. My aunts and uncles, their kids, we would go to the same restaurant every Saturday.
Yeah.
And they knew everybody there, but, like, their kids would just run around because they're kids. It's fine. I mean, I was also younger, so I was way more judgmental of children.
Sure.
And
that's the best when you're a kid. And
so, it, like, you know, 20, like, just parent your kids better.
Yeah.
But it's just like when they're running around and other people are around, it's like, or just doing stuff, it's like, why? Just do something.
Yeah, just be courteous of the other people around you. Yeah.
I'm all about just being like, I don't want to create any kind of bad vibes anywhere I am.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest way? Did your parents ever punish you in weird ways?
Man, I've said man a lot. Drink every time you hear me say man. I was, for the most part, a really good kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they will even tell you that. But every once in a while, okay, here's the thing. They had a 5-spank limit. Like, they would spank you 5 times, and then after that, no more.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of times that it worked in my favor, and that I didn't play the system right. There was one time when I was younger, and I colored on the walls, like, next to my bed. So it's very obvious that it was me. And my parents came in, and they were like, hey, because it was marker. It was a big deal. Like, did you color on this wall? What's up?
Was it one of those things where you're just like a kid and you're just kind of like, just doing something, just not dawdling. Even really thinking?
Yeah, 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 exactly. There was, I wasn't making art.
I squirted the TV with a water gun repeatedly one time because it was like shiny and really pretty. I was like, oh, I kept, and it broke the TV.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's a paddling right there.
That's paddling.
So it was very obviously me,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't cop to it. So mm-hmm. like, all right, you're getting swats until you admit it. I was like, all right, I know there's a 5-swat limit. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to keep going. They're like, did you do this? No. Pow. Did you do this? No. Pow. I got to 5, and on the 5th one, I admitted it.
Huh.
I could have just said no, and it was obviously me. Look, I see that now. But in my head, one more and I was in the clear, but man, those swats hurt.
Yeah.
Hurt like a mother.
With hand or with belt?
Belt.
What kind of belt?
A thick daddy belt.
One time my dad, he's listening. He beat me with a... He didn't beat me. He hit me like... It was like... I got in trouble, but it was like 3 times with a belt that had like quarter sized like metal pieces on it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. I got in trouble for skipping school.
Mm-hmm.
We were walking in my friend's house and a cop,
like a truancy
cop,
officer. Yeah.
Yeah. No, like a real cop.
Okay.
He saw us and he pulled us out. We weren't driving. It was middle school.
Yeah.
And, he drove us back to school and the teacher or the principal said, some girls skipped yesterday, and they're just copying them. We had skipped. I hadn't gone to one class. We had the thing where it was like 4 classes one day, 4 classes the next
day.
Oh,
wow.
I skipped math for the last 2 weeks. I had not gone to... every day at lunch I would leave, and then I got him to start doing it.
Uh-huh.
And just like... It's just like, that was him. And I wanted to go, well, you know what? I've been skipping school for 2 weeks, except for that one funeral I went to.
I didn't know you were young John Lovitz.
Yeah, yeah. I was always eating fresh way before it was cool.
My question for you is this, and I'll get back to my original point after that. Were you ever worried that, like, oh, if I'm going to miss this much school, I'm not going to learn the things?
Oh, no. Because they were doing all we were doing in that class is like, all right, you have $1 million. You have to budget and spend on things. And, like, so you had to write. And then we were just on this project.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't like it.
Sure.
So I was like, I just won't do that anymore.
Okay.
I just won't. And I remember, like, I didn't finish it. I don't know how I how I kept graduating.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember doing homework.
They just want you out.
But I just turned it on QVC. And I just, it was like some Tanzanite show. Tanzanite briefcase, Tanzanite jewelry. Everything for like $500,000 on Tanzanite.
Was
stuff.
This like a Brewster's Millions class where it is like, all right, you got to spend $1 million in 10 days.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh,
no, I don't know. It was some thing where it's just like, I learned about budgeting. Like,
we spend it all on Tanzanite.
Tanzanite's big.
Savvy play.
Big. Yeah. I'm not a good student. I'm a terrible, terrible student.
Well, because I was a very good student. Not to brag. I mean, look where it got me now.
Mm-hmm.
But
you got
a
hat on.
Uh-huh.
Big one.
Indoors.
Oh, my God.
I'm a rebel, and I'll never, ever be any good. I still, to this day, have recurring dreams that it's the end of the semester, and I haven't been. And just that feeling like I'm going to embarrass myself on the test is frightening to me. Like, wakes me up in the middle of the night. It's like, oh, I should have studied. And, like, I don't know what this interpretation is on that.
Like, I think because I always got good grades. Like,
uh-huh.
On the, you know, test, good grade, didn't do homework.
Oh, school.
And I would refuse to do homework if it was like, all right, the question is, who invented the White House? That's a stupid, not real question, but
right.
Just say that's it. When they made you go, the White House was invented by blah, 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 and you had to write the question
yeah.
and word it like that.
Uh-huh.
Nope, not doing it.
No need for it.
And then also I forgot that in high school I skipped half a semester. Like I just started like oh so heartbroken. But I just started I started driving past the school to my friend Reno's house.
Sure.
And he didn't lock the top door. Like it was like you go around back and there was like a staircase that went upstairs.
Yeah.
They had an extra bedroom.
Okay.
Just go up there, go to sleep till about 2, man. Go to my friend's house and just play Front Mission or something horrible.
I don't even know what Front Mission
is. It's a terrible, boring, Japanese, I almost said horror game. It's like a strategy game, like with giant robots, but there's a lot of money management.
There you go.
Yeah, a lot of,
We're almost done with the concept of school, right?
Like, yeah, it's over. We got iPads now.
We have to be a generation away from just like, okay, we're not going to teach you things, we're just going to teach you how to find things.
You think?
I kind of think so. Like, because that's all...
I know I have a new nephew, and I'm the idea of him going to school is like, nah.
Yeah.
No, just keep him at home.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, make him go play with kids, but then you come back here.
Yeah, exactly. Put him to work in the coal mines. That'll teach him everything he needs to know. There's coal mines in Texas, right?
Yeah, big ones.
I should have learned
Waco,
that at school.
Waco is a coal mine.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
The coal mines of Waco.
Well, you do dress like you're a sooty.
Well, yeah, I'm covered in soot because I deal in coal. You'll believe me when I tell you I'm a coal man. You like references? I like references.
I love
I like just saying stuff.
And that's it replaces comedy.
Remember when he says, Jaws! In Jaws?
What movie is that from?
Jaws?
Huh?
It's this shark.
Oh.
Bruce the shark. Yeah, remember? No. Is it Bruce or Bruno or something?
Bruce Valanche.
Bruce Valanche the shark.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Valanche.
So Valanche Devereaux from Golden Girls. Go ahead.
Okay. Blanche Valanche.
This show is for nobody else right now.
Enjoy it.
Although we do have a tweet from a friend of the show, Courtney Sevener.
Mm-hmm.
She asks, aren't you guys scared?
Absolutely.
I miss
It's dark outside now.
I missed the context on that one.
I saw it and didn't understand it.
Okay, good.
Hi, Courtney.
That's
not an endorsement of Courtney Sevener.
No.
Straight down the middle.
It could go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I could take it or leave it, frankly. I'm going to pose a question to you,
mm-hmm,
and to the listening audience, because I want to do a let's do a topic for the second half of the show. By the way, it is 6:31 right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's flown by so far.
Flown by. Not for anybody else.
No.
Nope.
This is for completists only.
Yeah.
I have a story that I want to tell when we get back from the break. We're going to take a quick break real quick. Oh, boy. Sometimes.
Hey.
Yeah?
Let's take a fast break.
Let's take a cake break.
Cake break.
I
can't believe I did that.
I can kind of believe it.
Yeah, I'm hungover.
Sure, get it all out. Sweat it out in the sweat lodge.
Indiana Jones! All right, go to break.
My question to you and to the listening audience, 472-5667, call in a few minutes. Have you ever been a part of a con, or have you ever like come up with one on your own or seen it take place? What was it? Was it any good? I want to know because I've got a story that I want to tell, and I want to see if anybody else has a story they want to tell. But first,
bang,
bang. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? 472-5667 or at Mascot Wedding. We're going Disappears off their new album Lux. This is Pearly Gate, Mascot Wedding Show, coming back after this. And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hott, and sitting in for Mac, a special guest.
Trey Me Fuentes. I don't like saying my own name.
Well, because you're not supposed to very often.
Thank you so much.
Like, well, not just you. I mean, like a general, biblical you. Biblical
wait,
you?
That does not mean what you think it means.
I don't think it does. I'm talking about like a lamb. A biblical you.
A biblical you. They called lambs ewes?
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
Yeah, you've never played a concentration before, and they need something else to fill in that word.
Oh, good heavens.
Hey, so I got a story I want to tell, and if you have a story you want to tell, 472-5667.
Do I have to call in?
No, you don't. You're sitting right here. So the other day, I was at a convenience store real quick, just running in, get some gas, get a drink, and then that's it. As I'm coming out of the convenience store, there's a gentleman who kind of walks alongside me, and he was like, "Hey man, you're gonna get gas?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna get some gas." He's like, "You paying cash?" I go, "No, I'm paying credit card." And already I know in my head, I'm like, I'm giving this guy way too much information because there's no reason for me to have this conversation. But he's like, "Oh man, I was hoping you pay cash because I got a credit card and I need some cash. And I was just, you know, I can't get cash out of it. I was just hoping, you know, I could pay for your gas." I was like, "Yeah, well, sorry, buddy." And so I'm pumping my gas. But he still stays there and kind of overtells the story,
which
you shouldn't do.
Mm-mm.
Because he even does the thing where he pulls his card out to show me that it's real.
Yeah, so you know it's real.
Yeah, well, but here's the thing. He does the old thumb trick where he covers the name with his thumb. So at that point, I'm like, okay, he stole that card. Because obviously, because this story doesn't even make sense either. Like, it makes sense in the realm of, I'm trying to get money out of this card and I can't.
Yeah, like, but I can get money for you.
Right, so the exchange would be, I pay him cash,
mm-hmm.
he pays for my gas
mm-hmm.
with quote-unquote his credit card, and that way he has cash in hand.
Hmm.
So,
you think he knew the zip code?
That's what I was wondering! I was wondering that! But I figured if he has the credit card, then he probably also has the wallet and saw the driver's license and took the zip code.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a part of me that was like, yeah, go ahead, buy my gas. I want to see you do the zip code
do
thing.
It. Yeah. Buy my gas. I'm going to win somehow at this game we're not playing.
Right, exactly. This game that's only going on in my head.
Yeah.
But it is clear to me by that point that this guy stole his credit card or he obtained it through non-traditional means. And I was like, yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you. Because I've already told him the extent of our business. Our business is done. I have no cash to give him. But then he goes, hey, you headed north on this road? And I'm like, yeah. Like immediately I know I shouldn't give him an answer at all. But I go, yeah. And he goes, hey, take me up a couple blocks. Give me a ride.
Hey, no.
Thank
go
you.
Away.
Yeah. And so even the way I said it was just sort of like, no. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I held on to it a little too long.
Right.
And he was mad at me. He was like, man.
Your new best friend?
Yeah, exactly. Just riding along like Smokey and the Bandit, just having some fun. But yeah, he got mad at me because I wouldn't, because he ordered me to give him a ride. And
yeah,
I
like that. Hey, give me a ride.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Not even a please or anything. Not even a, hey, would it be too much trouble now? Hey, give me a ride. Give me a ride up the street. Get out of here.
Up the street. I hate that. I just need to ride a couple blocks. Where are you going?
Oh, Temple. Just up the street.
It's also weird to me when people ask for directions, like, and they use like, you know, C-word, north. Are you heading north, gentlemen?
Yeah.
I'm going that way. I don't know where the sun is because I have a roof.
Yes, exactly. Because I have instruments to tell me where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nautical was the word I was looking for. Nautical direction.
Nautical, yeah. Seaward terms.
I've been reading a lot of stuff about
the new Arrested Development. Anyway.
Couldn't be less interested.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
You know, something else I loved and like was and now mad at.
Uh-huh.
Sin City.
Wow, really?
Do you remember that movie?
Oh, I remember it.
I thought it was awesome when
you
I saw it.
You loved it?
I did.
All right, well, now there's a disconnect between us then.
I'm sorry. I don't like it now. I remember how excited I was, like, in, like, 2 years, there's, like, two more coming out.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, it's, what has it been, 13 years since that movie came out?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Like, this sequel is, like, they're talking about it again.
Oh, they're not even in pre-production.
Listen
like,
up, Robert Rodriguez. No, says I.
Yeah,
that's
Rob
my, like,
Rod.
That's catchphrase thing.
No says I.
Yeah. I'm like a swami.
No, because I'll say this. That was his best movie, and I couldn't care less. Like,
yeah.
I watched and I was like, wow.
You didn't see Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
Not yet. It's in my queue. I think it might have come in today.
Nice.
Nice. That guy's a junk merchant.
Yeah. Did you see Django Unchained? Speaking of junk.
Really? You thought
so? I didn't see it.
Oh, no.
I meant to say Inglourious Basterds, because I started watching that before I came here today. Which is part of why I left the house early. It was real. I forgot I hate his dialogue. I forgot I hate words that he wrote.
He sure does love
him.
Yes.
He loves him some him.
He loves hearing him talk through other people. And
do you know why I like my nickname? Because I've earned it. Shut up. Drink some more milk.
It's all monologuing. Yeah, I had some problems with Inglourious Basterds, but I've made my peace with
it. I'm sure it's good. I don't love violence.
Oh,
so,
really?
I did used to, but then it started making me like that finale of the fourth season of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
I watched it like right when I woke up. Because the first thing I read was, oh, that plant at the end on Facebook. I was like, ah!
Oh, wait. Yeah. Because I know people who haven't...
That doesn't mean anything.
I know.
Okay.
But that's all I was going to say.
Yeah. And then I watched... Oh, okay. Then I watched it, and a thing happened, and I literally... I got grossed out, and yeah. I was like... But I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
It was so like... And I was like, you know what? I can't watch like hyper-violent things. Like I used to think Event Horizon was really good. And it's like...
Why is everybody bringing up Event Horizon these days? I feel like that movie is in the zeitgeist.
Really?
Yes. I've heard it numerous...
Wait, because what's his name died?
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah. Gunned down in Nam.
Arthur Horizon?
Arthur Horizon.
Who died?
I thought... No, I don't know what I'm talking about. I can't ever think of that, guys. I always get Sam Elliott and Sam...
Neil.
Yes, confused. Just their names for some reason.
But neither of them have died.
I know.
Okay.
I was going to try to trick you. I couldn't remember his name.
It would have worked. It would have totally worked. But then I had to fill in the blanks for you.
Go ahead.
You, please.
I have a con.
Yes.
I did. It was like a family con. And it was me and my brother and sister when we were kids. We were kiddies.
Sure.
And
wee tykes.
My sister was probably like, she was maybe five or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, spoiler alert, guys. If any kids are listening, she's like, I know there's no Santa Claus. And I went, and so my brother and I took her into the back room and said, all right, you're right, but don't let on because we'll get more presents. She believed in Santa Claus for a couple more years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty
long
good.
Long con, friend.
The long con. Yeah, and it paid off in Easy Bake Ovens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean my WWF soundtrack volume 2 that I got 1 year?
Is that the one with Motorhead's The Game?
No, it had Val Venus on there, his song.
Hello, ladies.
My favorite character.
You didn't like...
I loved Filth when I was a kid.
You didn't like Eugene, the special needs wrestler?
Oh, was he the guy who carried around the Cartman and wore like a trash bag on his head?
No, that was...
He was in the freak show with Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah,
their
but
theme
who
song.
Was that? That wasn't Eugene. Eugene just wore like a satin jacket. And, like, did his fingers...
Are you talking about the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase?
No, he went Christian and did, like, Christian wrestling, where... Are you not familiar with the Christian wrestling circuit?
No!
Yeah.
Listen up.
Yeah. He and, like, Sting and a bunch of other people would do Christian wrestling, where...
How's the Crow involved with Christian wrestling?
Well, he came back to life, like Jesus did. They would be getting their heads handed to them. They would be they're getting beaten up.
Oh, I think I know how the story ends.
Yeah, and they would turn to the power of Christ to help them defeat their enemies.
That's who do they fight like deep like Beelzebub and Old Scratch?
Old Scratch, yeah. They fought. I'm just gonna forget it. The guy who sold his soul to the devil to play guitar.
Oh, Daniel Johnston.
That's what I did.
Daniel Johnston. That he sold his soul to get people to like those
Dennis
crummy
songs,
Johnson,
right? From the Celtics. That's what I was thinking.
Nice.
Why the hell am I drawing a blank on who?
Can't think of wrestlers. You're thinking of of Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Hey.
Oh, the guy from that first season of Making the Band. This show is for nobody else.
I saw. Shut up. I saw. I saw a Courtney Sevener and I saw a hipster couple on what I think was a first date the other
uh-huh.
night. Because when they opened the door, the guy opened the door for the girl.
Yes.
Traditional date.
Yeah.
Correct date. And she curtsied like, oh, thank you.
Oh, boy.
And they went and sat in the corner and stood as close as, like, looked each other as close as I am to this microphone right now.
Very close.
And just talked for a long time. And then Courtney Lee, she goes to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
The girl comes back. They play Moonrise, Moonlight by Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Proceed to waltz around Nomad. It's a bar I went to. It's
sure,
not,
sure, yeah.
Yeah. And then got like an applaud from people. I was like, this is the most annoying couple I've ever seen.
What was their garb like?
The woman had one of those red bell hats on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Red bell hat?
I don't know how to describe it. It's like a longer pillbox hat. That goes like all the way over your ears.
Okay. So like one of those like those porcelain figures that they sell at Hallmark, where their head's obscured by a hat.
Yes.
Got it.
And she took her hat off and long mohawk.
Oh, okay.
And the gentleman was dressed like that new look Hitler Youth that a lot of people have, the really rolled up pants and very thin.
Everything's tight and pressed.
He was a wisp of a man. Uh-huh. He was like 12 feet. I think he was a Slender Man.
He was the Slender Man?
He was the Slender Man.
Oh, boy. So he just kept getting closer to people?
He just kept getting... Dude, you look away, he's back.
I bristle at the use of the term hipster. Just because it's used for everything.
Yeah,
now.
It's like... Oh, so anyone is a hipster now? Like, it's like,
yeah.
It's this shotgun.
Because it's really like, it just becomes this kind of hurtful thing where it's like, oh, you're wearing a Rush t-shirt. You know Rush is stupid right now, hipster. Like hey, it kind of, it's a shirt that fits. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you're wearing, Trey is wearing a Rush t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's why I use it as a reference. But, I like that shirt, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. that baby's naked.
Nah, that's a grown man. I'm not having some naked baby. I'm not some Nirvana filth.
But like, everybody falls under the category according to somebody. So I would just rather do away with the term hipster and just start with, let's just divide people up into scum and not scum.
Yes.
Okay, are we on board?
Yeah, of course. Scum, not scum.
Okay, so these people were scum.
These people were absolute scum.
Good, and you and Courtney Sevener, as not scum, were free to judge them.
We judged them and just like making fun of them, and I think they caught on that it was happening.
Did they end their waltz early because you were making fun of them?
No, they finished and got an applause from two other people there who I think they'd been on dates before.
Did you happen to catch what they ordered, like drink-wise?
I don't know.
Or did they just leave immediately afterwards? Just like they just go around danced. Town dancing.
They had a mason jar filled with moonshine. It was really cool.
The world's lamest flash mob.
Just two people.
As opposed to those cool
flash I'm going to start asking women out on flash mobs instead of dates.
Hey, we're going to pull this prank on everybody where we go to dinner, just sit down and like eat
we're gonna
and talk.
Eat? They'll never know. They'll be like, what?
Blow their minds, man.
I'm going to get chicken.
Because that's totally what a guy would do.
Oh, you know what? Hey, surf and turf. Who's the guy? I don't know who that is now.
Yeah, who was this guy? Can we meet this guy?
Who are these people?
Yes, as Jerome Seinfeld would say.
Jerome Seinfeld.
May he rest in peace. Yes, exactly.
May he rest in peace.
The Honorable Jerome Seinfeld, DDS.
Oh, he's so good.
Uh-huh.
Got all my veneers from him. I got a lot of veneers.
Man, that guy. Talk about a horseshoe up his butt.
Seinfeld?
Yes.
Listen up, Seinfeld.
I'm taking it to you. Because his stand-up was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was middle of the road, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
His acting ability, not good. His looks, and oftentimes nightmarish.
Yeah, he was wearing a wig.
Yeah,
the entire run of Seinfeld, like until like the last season when I think he wore a bald cap or something. But he that hair.
You're thinking
just
of Breaking Bad.
What's that? I'm more of a Rubicon guy myself.
More of a Hell on Wheels guy. But yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. Mediocre at best at everything you would need to be a star.
Actually, you know, the best thing he did was that comedian movie.
Yeah.
Co-starring Orny Adams.
Oh, wow. Remembered the name and everything.
Oh, because I couldn't stop watching that movie. That guy is...
It's fascinating.
He's like John Doe, but with jokes. Like just written everywhere.
Yeah. What's he doing these days?
Orny Adams?
Yeah.
I think he still tours.
Let's look him up.
Orny Adams.
Clap, 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 clap.
Thank you.
We got a few minutes left to go. Oh, hey, let's talk real quickly about what you're doing around town these days.
Okay. Every Saturday this month, I'm doing a show called Dads in Bars at Cold Town Theater.
But wait a second. Today is Saturday.
There's one. It's doors open at 8. It's at 8:30. We're getting a different bartender every week, and they're going to make a drink they make up and then tell stories, and we're going to do improv based on the stories.
That's awesome.
Like last week, we had Joe from Mugshots.
Yeah.
He was very good.
Cool. And who do you have tonight? Did you already say?
I don't know her name.
Are you allowed to say? Is that one of those things?
It's a secret.
Okay. I don't know.
No, she works at the White Horse.
Okay.
And she was the drummer for Babes in Toyland.
Well, that's
all
be.
I know. And her drink is going to be called Irish Speed, so green meth.
Sure.
And this Thursday, I'm doing a show hosted by Brendan K. O'Grady at Cold Town at 10 o'clock called
Dudes in News.
I think it's an historic evening with Brendan K. O'Grady. And the guests will be the disgraced English general military tactician Earl Charles Cornwallis and the very handsome and disgraced John Wilkes Booth.
And I believe you were charged with helping to bring John Wilkes Booth to the show.
Yeah, you know, I'll probably give him a call or something. Uh-huh. Yeah. I love feeling like Bruce Wayne right now.
I love keeping illusions alive when there are no stakes.
You know, I have a very powerful friend.
Uh-huh. John Wilkes Booth. He's a necromancer?
Yes. His name is Scorn. that's the Hustle Show, but y'all talk about that.
Yeah, we do. Well, just in case we don't talk about it enough, apparently.
The Hustle Show. We had a best of Thursday. Get a time machine.
That's right.
Come back. It was great. I wore really high pants and walked around.
You looked great, by the way.
Did you notice my painted toenails? They were sparkly.
I heard you mention them, but I never noticed them. I noticed you have a thumb painted. Are you happy?
I did. I got bored on New Year's.
Cool.
Eve. Happy New Year's as I sobbed to Doctor Who. He didn't want to go yet. It wasn't time.
Doctor Who?
What? Oh, is that, that's what? You,
God
you
almighty.
Sly fox.
God almighty. Wow, Trey Fuentes, this show flew by.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing it, man.
I wonder if people could tell I stood up in the second half.
You know what? Maybe they could.
Maybe.
People can tell when there was one time when we sat down, and it was a marked improvement.
When you sat down?
Yes, and I probably should have sat down for the show. That's okay.
Hum. I forgot to do all the riddles I was going to tell people.
Tell us one.
I forgot them, man. I was actually just going to hold up the highlights and see if you could find the differences on the page.
Oh, sure, that one.
Yep,
there it is.
Check this one out. This is what do you think?
Oh, got it.
Okay, missed. Uh-huh. Rapid fire.
Okay.
Go.
There it is.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Right there.
We got it.
Oh, these guys.
You're great.
Yeah. This is for nobody else.
Nope. Let's keep assuring them of that, though, in case they're enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like, hey, maybe this isn't for me.
Claire. No, it's not.
Yeah, you dummies.
Shane? I'm not going to say that.
But thanks to everybody who helped out with the topic. And everybody who called in. And everybody who tweeted.
Maybe everybody died.
Oh, Mayan calendar.
For more
information about Mascot Winning, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwinning.com. Email us mascotwinning@gmail.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Wait, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, at Mascot Wedding. I've been saying that for 2 years now, and I can't get it right.
Can I tear this picture of the Pope in half?
Trey, no!
We're almost... Nah. Fight the real power!
Fight the real enemy.
Nope, I'm fighting power. Oh, goodbye!
You have that bill to the electric company, right?
Yes.
Orny Adams has had two actor roles.
Go ahead.
Oh, he was in a short called... Montgomery West and the Wings of Death.
And he was on a MTV show.
Yes.
Called?
Yes.
Teen Wolf.
That is correct.
He was the coach. Also, he had a special that came out on straight to Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And me and my friends would challenge each other to see who could watch the most of it. I made it like 5 minutes.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's like Kyle Cease bad.
Nice. Oh, okay.
But my sister made it 10 minutes. She won the contest.
Did she win, though?
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
I gave her $500.
Oh, my God.
This is back when I worked at that bank.
That wasn't your money.
It was. I think it was my money.
The people have spoken.
I ran real fast to get it.
Trey Fuentes, thank you very much for doing the show.
Thank you.
And stay tuned for... That's not Linda. I guess it's still going to be the clear spot, but not with Linda. That's fine. Nobody cares. She's a nice lady.
I'm on my phone now.
Yeah, me too. We're going out with some limes from the Tarantula / Blue Blood album. This is 5 years. Mac will be back next week? Question mark. Who knows? I'll be here. See you next week. Bye, everybody.